Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Sketching with Friends. This is Anthony Davis checking in, and today we have a special guest, my partner in crime. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? This is Terrence Bruce.
All right, Terrence, tell the people where you're from.
From Orlando, Florida.
All right. And as an artist, what is your medium of choice?
Medium choice, definitely acrylic paint.
Okay. All right, man, I know it's been a minute, but it's good to have you on. A pleasure, actually. I'm going to just ask you a couple of questions to let the listeners kind of hear, get a different perspective. How long have you been creating as far as like art goes?
As far as art goes, probably started around third or fourth grade. Basically learned from just watching my best friend, and I decided to give it a shot myself and fell in love from there on.
Okay, so that's pretty much history from that point. Okay, cool. Let me see. So I guess that's where your inspiration and everything came from.
Yes.
Okay. Definitely. All right. What do you like to see as far as art goes? Like, what kind of moves you?
Anything anime-wise, I'll say first because that's what I learned. But action sequences, you know, just big moments in a series or a movie or an episode or whatever I was watching at that time.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so this shouldn't be a hard question right here, but let me just see if I can pick your brain for a second. If you had to give your own definition of art, what does it mean to you?
Art is love, man. Art is try, you know. Art's in everything that you look at and pretty much everything that you do, you know, throughout your life. It has something to do with art. That's what my definition is, man.
Okay.
It's everything.
So you don't think it, like, singles to, say, if you were sketching or, you know, somebody has to paint to be an artist and all that other good stuff?
No.
Okay.
You can't put art inside of a box. Anything you do, it can be art.
Oh, dang. Out of the box. Okay. All right. Let me see. For the people at home, you got any upcoming projects that they should be on the lookout for?
Yes. I'm kind of behind on my projects because I've been doing this Inktober challenge. But I have a couple of paintings that I'm going to be doing for this gaming store. And I have a couple that I'm going to be taking up to Naruto, the ramen shop. If you guys want to check that out. It's over on the east side, and look out for more paintings that's going to be for sale. Check my Instagram, Mr. Forrest 3000. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. You got any tips for the artists that's trying to make a name for themselves or just trying to get into that whole groove, that whole process?
The best tip I can offer is, you know, just do you. You don't have to clout chase, you know, just find your lane and just press in it until, you know, people start noticing, because people are going to notice, you know, if you're just consistent with it. Just try, you know, if a picture don't come out right the first time, just do it over. Even if you have to step away from it, you know, just go back to it and try it again. Just be yourself, you know. Best tip I can give you.
All right, good stuff. All right, guys, so that was Terrence Bruce. Like I said, my partner in crime. Every episode won't be necessarily an interview, but we're just trying to kind of get artist's name out there. People with some undiscovered talent in Orlando. If you have anybody that you'd like to suggest, like I said, you could always get with us on social media. Instagram is 11.4. You actually do the numbers 11 a period, and then F-O-U-R. Or you could reach out to Mr. Forbes 3000. You know, just shoot some ideas, whatever you want to hear about. That's it for this episode, and thank you for listening. Y'all have a great week.